are super high. All right. And no CCGs are on it.
Yep.
That's what we now know. So got there super late because you don't need to because you're going to VIP. And then ended up way deep in this line. Made a command decision. And it was, at the time, an amazing decision, but it almost cost me my life. So we get in the building and we say, you know what? Let's go to the upper deck. I'd rather be like front row in the upper deck than like 30 rows back in the lower deck.
Yeah.
And we hustle up there, and sure enough, no one's up there.
Nice.
And so, kind of like the way it went is you went up these stairs and you come out, the stairs kind of emerge into the middle of the upper deck section. And you take stairs down, right? And so it's not like if it's like a basketball game where the lights are on, it's pitch dark in there, right?
Yeah.
So I get to the bottom and there's like one more step I didn't see. And I step off, and I literally like launch myself towards the edge.
Oh man!
And they have this like plexiglass like thing there. One was tall. There's another short one right next to it. Like so, it went from tall to short. I bounced into the tall one.
Wow!
Like, if I would have been like one over, I would have been over the edge.
Wow!
Like, and so the whole time, like, Kramer's losing her mind. Yeah. She's like, "Oh shit! We almost died! We almost died! We almost died!" I'm like, yeah, apparently Maya does not handle like death well. Surprise, surprise. Like someone doesn't handle death well.
Right.
And my natural response is to joke about it.
Sure.
And so we're basically just ruining each other's day. I'm joking about almost dying because
you're feeding into her.
Because I'm trying to process it. This is how I process things, like make stupid jokes about it.
Right.
Kramer not a fan of that at all.
Right.
So for 15 minutes we just agreed to shut the fuck up about it. And then I started thinking, and I had some more thoughts in my head that I had to get out. And I'm like, if I would have died there, you'd think they would have stopped the show.
Yeah.
They rolled the corpse out of the way, keep going. Like, they just, like, thrown a blanket over me.
They would have to.
That's a huge deal, that show, right?
Yeah, it is, but...
Like, I don't know what they... Like, how do you... Yeah. Basically, in summary, next year, Microsoft, I suggest, one, you get a VIP line back, and two, you turn the lights on in the stadium when people are filing in. Because I literally almost died. That's no joke. Like not daylight hyperbole, almost died.
Yeah.
So after that, shook that off, went and had lunch with a friend, saw Tony again, that was really cool. Then went to the room, did some work, caught a nap,
cool.
To find out like how they did it.
That's really cool.
And then like I think the Halo multiplayer stuff looks amazing.
Yeah.
So cool.
By the way, I'm just gonna shill here on this. So Microsoft has a page where you can vote for the games to be kind of like brought up to the surface or backwards compatibility, right?
Yeah.
Everyone go and vote for Blitz League 2.
So that'll never happen. You know why?
Why?
Because there's no one to approve it.
Well, no, I guess WB still owns it, don't they?
I don't know if they own the publishing rights for Blitz League 2. Like, they might own the IP, but they might not own the publishing rights. Like, there's still a legal entity called Midway.
Let's get the number up and let's see what happens, man. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, because my understanding is, like, that's not like, hey, is it okay with you that your game's backwards compatible? Like, it's free, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Giving that choice to the publisher, and, I bet, like, there's someone's calling Midway furiously, and no one's picking up the phone.
Yeah,
because... The legal entity that is Midway.
Yeah, because EA has NFL Blitz.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't know who has the rights to the Blitz, the League stuff,
right.
But, like, it would not be surprised at all if...
Someone has to own it. It can't just be in limbo.
Someone has to own the game and the code and stuff for sure, but I don't know that someone necessarily bought the publishing rights for 2. Maybe they did.
How would something like that dissolve? How does that work?
So, generally those are timed agreements with, like, Microsoft and Sony. Like, the PLAs, the publishing and licensing agreements.
Yeah.
Those are typically timed, and, like, after N years, this dissolves, and you can pull the game down from the shelf or whatever. Right.
I see.
And so, like, if you could have, I mean, those rights could have totally transferred over. I just don't know why anyone would do that unless you just wanted everything.
Sure.
Right. I can't imagine. I mean, maybe if people are still like, yeah, what if 3 people buy Blitz the League?
Right.
And I just get that money, you know? It's like, I can't imagine it'd be worth what you pay for it, but whatever. Yeah. Everyone go do that anyway. Let's get the number up. Let's find out if we can make it happen. Vote for Slugfest Loaded while you're at it, I guess.
Yeah,
that's my jam.
All right.
Then a Sony press conference. Sony was interesting because they did, obviously, Last Guardian was huge.
Yeah.
the Shenmue and Final Fantasy VII stuff.
Yeah.
And boy, if you do not like Shenmue and you do not like Final Fantasy VII,
yeah,
actually a major bummer. But I do not like either of those games. I think all those games are awful. And boy, it's like everyone's going crazy about me. I'm like, hey, I'm happy for you guys. I'm happy you guys are happy.
Yeah.
Not trying to deprive you any joy. But boy, does this not move the needle for me.
Yeah.
like everyone's getting hyped. I'm like, oh, there could have been, what else could have been in this slot that I would actually give a shit about? So, but like, I think the grand total of stuff they had is super badass.
Oh, for sure.
And the freaking Uncharted demo. Jeez, oh, Pete's, right? Pretty. It's a small developer out in Santa Monica. Maybe you've heard called Naughty Dog, Daryl?
Yeah.
You familiar with Naughty Dog?
I think I've heard of them.
Turns out they can make a game or two.
Really?
As it turns out.
Really? I don't know.
Oh, speaking of Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
So fast, we'll keep going in order. Actually, there's not a lot to talk about. I'll talk about one other thing Monday night.
Okay.
But then fast forward to Thursday. So, before, went to Giant Bomb to do their E3 live stream thing.
Yeah.
And saw John Bellamy from Naughty Dog there.
Okay, yeah.
Johnny's like, he's, I think, a quote-unquote animation programmer, but he does a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
And I didn't know this. He's the one that did the PS3 Fight Stick Driver.
Fight Stick Driver, yeah, he did.
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was, like, picking his brain about it for, like, 30 minutes, like, backstage before I was, like, in between when he was on and I was going on. Like, what was that like? He's like, oh, you know, basically it sounds like you want to do it just as a hobbyist thing.
Right.
And so he said all this on the air already? Is this what, somewhere repeating the story for me, essentially?
No, I think he did, though, but go on.
Yeah. And so he's like, yeah, it turned out to be, like, a 100-hour project to get this thing going right. So there's all these weird edge cases, like, if someone unplugs it when I'm handshaking and all this weird stuff, and it's like, wow, it's really, really cool. He's like, fucking did that for no other reason than just be a badass, yeah. Right?
The thing is, I don't think it's actually, I don't think Sony has it. I'm not sure where.
No, so the way it works, so technically Skullgirls team has it. Or what's their new name in the company?
Is that, I forgot.
Oh boy, forgetting what Skullgirls became with the community. But anyway, so they technically own that code. And they will give it to you for free as long as you put them in the credits.
Gotcha.
So as long as you, I think, put John and the company Lab Zero.
Yes.
Lab Zero and John the credits, they give you it for free, which is amazing, right?
That's cool. Yeah.
Super, super cool of those guys. So shout outs to fucking smart, cool people for just doing cool shit.
That's everywhere.
Fun. Back to Monday. Got to go. I went to this last year, too. I got to go to this event Monday night that, I'm not going to say who put it on or what it was, but it was essentially like this amazing, like, old-timey vaudeville variety show in Hollywood.
That's cool.
And it was like, you know, it was another one of those things where I'm like, how did I get in this room?
Yeah.
With all the people in here.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
It's like,
yeah.
Well, I think someone, like, I've been playing this 2 times in a row. I'm not exactly sure how. And just amazing food, amazing drinks, and then just like an hour-long variety show.
That's cool.
Like, magicians, this freaking mime that was really, really weird. Like, the most, like, rawest dog mime of all time. Like, he had this bit he did, like, Bill Cosby on a date. And then he mimed, essentially, Bill Cosby, like, roofying somebody.
Oh,
it was the rawest shit I've ever seen in my life. And it's a mime, right? So all this stuff does not compute. They had all these people, like, doing, like, they had a hula hoop person, and they had all these different, like, acts. And you're sitting there watching it in disbelief, and just really, really cool. And then hung out there for a bit, went out with that crew I went to that thing with, got some drinks, got some really bad news late that night, like, thought someone else was working on a deck. They thought I was working on the deck.
Oh, no.
So I had to cut my night short, stay up till 3 a.m. working on the deck. Tuesday, E3, kind of proper begins, lots of meetings, blah, blah, blah. Wednesday, same stuff. Thursday, same stuff. Get to the Giant Bomb thing.
Yeah.
I got some words.
How'd that go?
I got some words. Are you ready?
Did you? You didn't. What?
Got some words. So for those who haven't watched it, which I can't believe is probably, once again, like, as I am fond of stating, the Venn diagram of people that listen to this and Giant Bomb subscribers is probably the Unity set.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But just in case you found this through some other channel, they do these live E3 shows where they stream every night of the show, and they have different guests on. And they usually get some really cool guests, like this year they had Bill Accuto from Microsoft, right? So like some A-plus tier guests. And they also have idiots like me on there who just run independent studios or whatever.
Lauren Lanning.
Lauren Lanning. I got to meet Lauren Lanning.
I know.
I got to meet
him. How was that?
He's fucking the best.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like,
you like want to be your dad, right?
No.
Just like awesome.
I was just like,
so cool.
Like, I walked, he seems like super genuine.
Yeah.
Impossibly nice. Like, I walked up to him in the green room and I start talking to him, and Adam was there, and Adam's like starts talking to him. And Adam's like, you guys don't know each other?
Yeah.
Like, no, I've never met. And I shake his hand, and I'm like, hey, I'm actually a huge fan of everything you do, and
yeah.
what you kind of stand for, and da-da-da-da-da. And he spent like 20 minutes just talking to me.
That's awesome.
Just like chatting me up and finding out about us and what we do, and just kind of kicking it. Just
genuine.
Just, yeah.
That's awesome.
Just like a fucking awesome dude, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. I want to be this awesome at any point in my life.
Yeah.
Like, just like, let me just fucking be this awesome once.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, color me a Lauren Lanning fan.
Yeah, oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
Holy shit, that guy's rad. There's a bunch of people backstage. I saw Colette from, she does PR out of the UK. I haven't seen her since last time me and Vignacchi just happened to bump into each other out there.
Yeah.
She does, like, all kinds of freelance stuff. Does some Disney stuff, does some of this stuff.
Oh, cool.
Saw all the John Bonham guys. Of course, saw Dwyer. Craig came with me, so hang out with Craig.
Cool.
Saw Vignacchi. Vignacchi finally shows up.
Uh-huh.
And Vignacchi had this amazing idea. He's like, hey, let's go outside. So Vignacchi's all about periscoping now.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, Disney Infinity's John Vignacchi.
Yes.
He's like, let's go outside and periscope. Like, we're furious and we're not going to go on. I'm like, okay. What? He's like, it'll be hilarious. I'm like, I'm not feeling this bit, but you're my boy, so let's go try it. Turns on his periscope, or he gave the camera to someone else, and they're like, his phone is looking at us, essentially.
Yeah.
And as we're doing it, it just feels like the worst wrestling promo of all time.
Nice.
You know, it's
nice,
like, nice. Let me tell you, Mean Gene, we're not about to go on without green M&Ms or whatever. You know, just like, I'm not feeling it at all. So I just walk away. He's like, hey, man, come back. What are you doing? I'm like, fine, I'm done. This is a horrible bit. I'm out. So we get on, and it, like, we get on there, and we're just having a blast.
Yeah.
Right? Like, me, Adam, and Vignacchi. For those who don't know, Adam Boy is a Sony, John Vignacchi of, as mentioned, Disney Infinity, and me, we all came up together through Midway, became fast friends at Midway.
The streets.
Yeah, and have stayed super good friends since then.
Yeah.
Like, they're both some of my best friends in the world, like, bar none, right? And you get us together, and we just start doing our thing.
Yeah.
We just start chopping it up, having fun.
Like, you don't want to be in the same room. Three of them together.
It would be, yeah. Like, one of us is bad enough. Two of us is unbearable. Three of us is just GTFO.
You just need to walk away. Yeah. I'm like, I can't be around this.
I watched it after the fact, and I actually felt kind of bad for Jeff. Because he tried so many times to make it a show.
Right.
And we're like, let's get back to the cereal or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like the Hoop God and cereal and just everything. And we're having the time of our fucking lives. Like, I was legit, like, I haven't been that, having that much fun in a long time.
Yeah.
Because, like, Adam's so busy, I don't get to see him that much anymore.
Yeah.
Vignacchi's super busy, I don't get to see him that much anymore. It kind of sucks that the only time we get to see each other, like, the world gets to see it.
Right.
But whatever, it's like, we're going to chop it up and have some fun. And then, something goes wrong. Vignacchi, for some reason, gets in his head. So here's his story. Okay, he tweeted out my phone number.
Yeah.
He tweeted out with a message that said, like, hey, call into the Giant Bomb show and we'll put you live on the air or whatever.
Right. Call in or something, right? Yeah.
And so he's in the moment, his story was, hey, I just thought it'd be cool to get some fan interaction. Then why didn't you use your number?
Right.
Yeah. Of course, no, he's being punitive. He thinks somehow I wronged him. And he's like being like, it's like, oh, God. So I go through waves of emotions.
I imagine.
So at first, it doesn't really hit me that it's actually really bad.
Right.
So he's like, hey, check your phone out. I check my phone out. Like, 5 texts, 2 missed calls, and there's another call coming in right now.
Right.
I'm like, realize what happened. Trying to take a call and do something on the air with it.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, the guy on the other end, either I hung up on him or something happened. He never said anything.
Right.
I'm about to take another call, and then it hit me. This is actually a major, major inconvenience.
Yeah.
If not, outright.
This is not going to stop.
Outright bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a lot of people posting in the comments afterwards, like, what's the big deal? You just mass text everyone your list, your new number, or whatever. And it's like, that works if you're in high school, dog.
Right.
Like, I have, like, I think 1,200 contacts of varying degrees. Some people I probably don't want to have my new number.
Right.
Like, there are people we don't do business with anymore,
right.
Or someone that never said my number to begin with, or whatever. Like, I don't just want to mass select 1,200 people and send them. And then I should probably also, like, change the message depending on who it's going to.
Right.
I'm sending a message to a CEO of another company. I don't want to be like, right, hey, dog, new phone, here's my number.
Right.
Right? And likewise, if I'm sending it to, like, one of my best friends in the world, I don't want to be like, excuse me, my number has been compromised. And now, you know, it's like, so it's like kind of parsing through that, parsing through, like, because, like, the phone's ringing. It's not stopping.
Right.
And, like, I won't be able to do anything anyway with it blowing up. It's not like I can, like, send this shit.
Right.
So I'm starting to get really mad about it.
As you should.
Vinyaki's over there defending himself, and Adam, thank God, was just like, no, this is super messed up.
Super messed up.
And so I kept going through, like, waves of, like, okay, it's Vinyaki, forgive him. Then getting mad again. Then waves of that, waves of that, waves of that. And at the end, where we landed with it was he made a mistake. Uh-huh. He feels like ass about it. And I forgive him, and I love him very much. That's where we landed. So,
wow.
Had to get a new number. Kept the phone, new number.
Yeah.
You know, just because, like, I couldn't deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, where it was actually, so after the first night, it did die down a bit. Like, first night was bad. Second day was still a lot.
Yeah.
And third day was like, oh, okay, I'm going to get an Uber.
Yeah.
I get an Uber. So my thing was, like, if a phone number rings and it doesn't show up as, like, in my contact list, I just don't pick it up.
Right.
No big deal. I'm going to get an Uber. Uber's coming. Phone rings. Don't know the number.
Right. Is it Uber?
Is it the Uber guy?
Right.
Or is this some rando from Greenland or whatever, right? So that was actually, like, that was, like, the tip me over to getting a new number.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now I need to wash this away. So whoever gets my number next, I apologize in advance.
And it's like, at what cost, right? And it's just like, if, for the people saying, what's the big deal? It's just like, why should you have to go through that hassle, right? What did you do?
Yeah.
I still
don't know what I did. Like, I was making fun of him for dressing up like Baloo, I guess.
I gotta say, you handled it like a pro.
Thank you very much.
My hat's off to you for how well you handled that situation, because, yeah, I mean, that warrants just, like, storming off the set, just like, fuck you, I'm never talking to you again, how could you do this, goodbye.
There was, at the very end of it, like, I didn't know this actually happened, so at the very end of it, me and him stayed on the couch for a bit, and someone periscoped that.
Oh, really?
And I hope, like, you couldn't hear us, because that was, like, some actual, like...
Probably got raw.
That was some conversation.
Yeah.
It wasn't raw, but it was just, like...
It's personal.
It was for me and him.
Yeah.
And so, like, I finally hear someone periscope that, and I wish they didn't.
That's a shame.
Then, after it's all done, it's pretty much just me, Vinyaki, Drew, Jason, and Vinny in the room. They're wrapping cables. They're, like, tearing down the set around us. We're sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And we said, so let's get out of their way. Let's stop talking, get out of their way. We stand up. Vinyaki walks over, like, to the door, but not through the threshold. And he kind of, like, just gets tensed up and starts rolling his neck out. He's like... Okay, punch me. Like, I'm not going to punch you. Like, that's not happening.
Right. It's like, what do you... Yeah.
It doesn't fix anything.
There's nothing you can do to fix this. Unfortunately, you've made the decision. You're just going to... You're going to ride this out for quite some time.
So I think the way I started thinking about it now is, like, you know, when your life gives you lemons, right?
Yeah.
So definitely one of those situations. I think I figured it out. So on that night, I took a huge L. Right, like, that was a loss on every single level possible. Like, I guess maybe I handled the situation well, so maybe it went up in some people's esteem, but on every measurable axis, it was a loss.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? But I think there's a great opportunity here to turn it into a huge W over time.
Okay.
It's like, every time I'm together with Vinyaki now, we're at a show or wherever.
You always got that one on him.
I'll be like, hey, John, how about you want to buy me a beer? Or maybe tweet out my number? You want to? We'll go to dinner. Be like, hey, John, do you either want to pick up the tab or maybe just tweet my number to the public at large? One of those two things. And like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me buy you dinner. It's going to be like this for the next 30 years of our goddamn lives. The
problem is, you have to keep that up, though.
Yeah.
Like, every time you see it.
I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. It's going to be amazing. So I'm never buying a drink or food or anything around Vinyaki.
So it's the worst thing and the best thing could have ever happened to you.
Yeah, it was a huge inconvenience. the whole thing probably netted out to about 8 hours of my life just dealing with the phone.
Yeah, and for what, right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, like, you know, once again, woe was me, but, like, his friend shouldn't do that. And I'm going to get a lot of stakes out of it. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Over time, that the value of that 8 hours will turn into immense value proposition for Lang.
The initial investment, while hard to swallow at first,
yeah, payout. Yeah, stark initial investment on prospective gains down the road.
Right.
I'm gonna do my very best to make sure it all works out. So see what happens. That was Thursday. Then Friday, I just hung out in L.A. Saturday, my family showed up.
Cool.
And we went to Disney.
That's awesome.
Did.
All right. Later. I haven't actually talked. Oh, man. Illness in the house kept me inside most of the Stampede Champion. All right. All these signs that talked about the freeway being closed over the weekend now say, Doyle Drive, open! Kind of coming up on the Golden Gate Bridge here, so I guess we'll get to find out what they did. Do I get to go through fun new tunnels now? I have no idea how this is going to go. I actually also figured out what Doyle Drive is. It's not even the road that I go on. It's like you take that way to get to like the marina. But having that closed would have basically just I don't know. With all the recommendations being the city was like, hey, if you cannot come here, that would be cool. Like, well, all right. That makes some sense. And I decided to heed their warning on Friday and worked out of the house. Phone meetings and some other stuff. Oh, right, I left early. I'm like looking at the clock going like, how the fuck did I get here? And it's not even 9 yet. Like, oh, right. But yes, the sickness in the house is ongoing. I seem to have dodged it so far. I don't know that she would still be contagious at this point, but a hell of a time sleeping, so that's no good. iPad down. iPad down. I'm gonna have to reach down there and grab that thing, but the road is a little too windy right now. We're gonna be reaching down into the passenger seat on the floor. I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge now, so we're going to find out soon enough here what the fucking situation is here. Empty for like a Monday morning pre 9 a.m. Like, they're supposed, you know, normally you would think there'd be fucking traffic, but there's not been much, and that's unsettling. So far, this looks identical. There's a sign up here that says, "Welcome to the new Doyle Drive." I don't know. Am I on Doyle Drive? I don't think so. What's different? On the first tunnel, everything so far maybe some slight changes to the way the lanes are. South, downtown, Marina Boulevard, Presidio. Oh, wait, wait, what? There's another tunnel. I'm going through another tunnel. Where the fuck am I? Why is this swerve out so wide like that? Okay, so I exit from Marignan to Lombard. What the fuck? There's still some. Okay, no, that road is open. I was like, there's just no cars on it. Where am I? Okay, so this is the drop down onto Lombard that I thought it was going to be. And then if you... Okay. If you take that exit that I didn't take, then that leads you under this thing and towards the marina. And there are people that are down there, which is where I used to drive, that are using that way to get to the marina, or vice versa. I guess this, like, puzzle's not going to be complete until I drive back the other way and get a sense of what the fucking other roads are, but this is fucking nuts. Also, for brand new open roads, these roads look all fucked up already. Good going. Nice work, everyone. Also, this traffic appears to be suck-ass. So I don't know that they're actually improving anything. Wow, so Lombard just fucking hits that shit and fucking you get up here on this elevated freeway, I guess. And if you don't want to go on this thing, if you want to go to the marina, there's other turns or something? I mean, this is a smarter way of doing it, I guess, but still weird. Okay, I guess I want to be in the middle lane. Well, it doesn't matter for a while here, but we're already three wide, so Lombard is three lanes. So, yeah. Fucking weird, man. What this does is it pushes all this... So there used to be a red light that you would either turn to go to the marina, which I think is where Doyle Drive actually is, or was, I don't know. Or you would go straight for Lombard, and that split there would kind of make the traffic sometimes bad, but it'd be further back. So now this traffic just bunches up here, and it's all destined for Lombard. It's all very exciting if you've never been to this area, I'm sure. Very easy to visualize how this all works. And now I'm just on Lombard regular. Like, it's just, this is now just how you drive. Okay, alright. Fucking weird.
Did you listen to Beats 1 across the weekend?
Nope.
Check out OVO Sound Radio?
Did not.
Did you listen to Ezra Koenig's Time Crisis or the legendary Rebel Sound Crew from London?
Who the fuck listens to the radio on the weekend?
Check out the return of Soul Action. What about Q-Tips, Abstract Radio, Money, Pizza, Respect, Jaden Smith, A-Track, Alan Noah, Matt Wilkinson?
Nope.
Did you listen to New York, to London, to Los Angeles,
not
broadcast
really.
Around
no.
the world?
I listened to Calgary.
Well, this week, we're doing it again. And again, and again, and again.
Sounds a little more produced and polished up and big sounding than most of the best coast I've heard. Good, a new 50 Cent track. Everyone was waiting for one of those, right? Everyone was like, oh man, when is Fifth gonna bless us with another fucking choice cut?
Hustle gang of everything, by the way.
What?
That nigga
on this as well?
Shoot to the gun, no blad no more. Now get up to me, grind on me like you're trying to bang lies to me, and go and bring the baddie
girl in the club to me. That'll make you the better girl in the world to me. For real. And I'm still riding one hand on the wheel, the other one touching the girl while she kissing the other one, making her face like she finna bust a one. Say she wanna sell, baby girl, get money, drop it down, get low, get the girl if I want, she walking down that pole, she walking down that pole, she walking down, she got me saying,
how well like this song, like a new 50 Cent song would do out if there wasn't, you know, like how much airplay would it get if there wasn't a fucking Eminem branded radio station on fucking satellite radio? How many people would be lining up and go like, oh yes, the next single from 50 Cent just dropped, we gotta get on top of that one. Oh, it's on the countdown. Great.
Like motherfucking voodoo in here. I've been down but never been out. Around the world since I've been out. Now about to fuck around, pull the pin out. Cause kids need clothes on their back, and daddy needs new ghost folks on the lack. I still posing for flex, holding my dickhead at the table, ripping bread with my day ones. Ain't shit changed, dog, I got the same number. Just a little bit of money, it's a fame, huh? The hunger stronger than ever. I can taste bread on my taste buds. I'm a back in the innate. Clouded up like a rave in a forest, in all white, eating orange. It's a beautiful life. 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 Top Air Force One on canvas. Took those off at the stage wearing sandals. 4X white t-shirt that's standing. And one short smile, 6 on the camera. Baby got me sipping in LA looks. So I hit it with that New York dick. Number 3 shot stars on the jersey. Bitch, I've been doing this for 30. The hair on my face was, I'm a dominant man with no regards. Catch a boy in Queens Boulevard, stuck in a seat of something classic. Sitting on the floor like a gypsy in a basket. Damn, I'm a bastard. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life.
Okay, people seem to be vacating the lane I'm in. Oh yeah, that car's not going nowhere. Lady, you smashed your fucking Tesla into the back of this fucking SUV. You smashed it into the back of this BMW SUV. You smashed it into the back of this Dodge Charger. That's your problem.
Holding back, but I'm never holding out. So I doubt, watching in the trap, my cat bow. Don't they stab at the back of the couch?
See the pricey car wreck back there. None of it looks too fucking fucked up. Everyone looked okay.
No doubt, we getting cash down. Used to be class cow. Don't worry about me from feeling like a cash cow. And it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. Yeah, it's a beautiful life. Back pain, or you gotta love it.
teams out of NY, they in my hallways, I got a lobby of them. Up and down with Chase Monday nights, she made a hobby of it. Scaled down with the same dogs, man, they never loved us. Gave my niggas all gold chains to remind me of it.
So this is the guy that supposedly ghostwrites for Kanye? Is that Travis Scott? Wasn't that the thing that was going around a little while ago? I'm gonna say, because that verse sounds like it fucking fell out of a fucking Kanye style file.
It's a little nigga. This for the one who gon' load on that K for me. This for the ones that ran off and then wait on me. This for the niggas ran off and then wait on me. This for you bitch you ran off and then wait on me. Good nigga, fuck out that red carpet shit. Good nigga, I fuck a red carpet bitch. I put a rose and a rust on my wrist. You can spend promethazine when I piss. I pray to God he bring me activists. Ain't nobody chillin' the metro, ain't nobody chillin' the school. I bought a private, I do it. Take all the mileage, I do it. The Bentley pulled up with no mileage, I do it. He's tired from good military. I'm proudly down in these practices. We just wanna be stoned lately. I've been This money an option, this weed is an option, this lean is an option. Your bitch is an option, her bitch is an option. I send them through options. You're paying the price for that pool daddy. This gold on my neck is a new Grammy.
Ah, 2 Chainz is here.
Backstroke to my children. Laid back in the living room. I spent rice on these tennis shoes. Niggas know what I'm finna do. Time for me to put the beat
cool.
Four Giardos on a Prince truck. My favorite rubber drum, a pink truck. Yo. I do shit that you dreamed of. I was born with a mean mug. I was born with some nap hair. Drinking breast milk out of a lean cup. Teddy boy's my alias. Yeah. Real niggas my radio.
Yeah.
Real niggas on the song with me. Bad as hell, I pay the baby
school.
In a black Mercedes one. Gonna buy 180 with. I was born a hustler, paraphernalia in my baby pictures. Resident all elegant. Leather shit in my front yard. TV on my swimming pool. Got the bit like a sports bar. Chevelle with a new mode. Got the bit like a sports car. Yeah, my name is Diddy Boy. Oh, father holder was sports bra. Crib big in your imagination. Call the trap out the gas station. Call mama how to change station. Emotes, sad faces. Look at these niggas. I need to buy pocket books for these niggas.
Ain't nobody truer than me, ain't nobody truer than Scott. Ain't nobody truer, man, I'm taking this spot. Yeah, we ride on the yacht, yeah. Ain't nobody truer than Metro, ain't nobody truer than Scooter. Yeah, ain't nobody truer, I knew it. Ain't nobody truer, we know it.
What are we doing here, bus? This bus has kept its hazard lights on, and now this Volvo's getting in behind this bus that has its hazard. What are we doing? Like, I'm moving, but I don't. Alright, well, whatever. It'll be okay eventually. Hey, there you go. Turn it off. He's just driving now. God damn it.
Sold over a million dimes hanging in the curb. Sold over a million dimes, I'm a gun. J45.
It's your boy, Eminem.
We're halfway to the number one song of the week. It's number five.
Five. Oh, counting out this money with my brothers. I've been counting all this money with my brothers. And I'ma give money, motherfucker. Look at all the young niggas flexing from the bottom.
So is that just some fucking producer's signature fucking noise? Like, instead of fucking saying mustard on the beat ho, some guy just fucking has that noise? Like, that's fucking their thing? Because it's in a bunch of fucking songs now. I think it sort of sucks. All right. I'm at the office, so that's good for me. Get some things done. Have a solid Monday. Oh, man. And I will see you guys later.